fall. Thanks picked up in the thanks to federal funds.
This is Dakota Datebook for July 8th. After the
polio vaccinations were in full swing in the summer of 1955 in North Dakota. A team led by Dr. Jonas Salk at the University of Pittsburgh developed the vaccine after years of philanthropy through the March of Dimes. Polio was the most dreaded disease of its time and could paralyze and even kill children. The public welcomed Salk's vaccine with open arms. North Dakota's stocks of vaccine were initially delayed and later recalled amid manufacturing concerns. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, which led the March of Dimes, made the shots available free of charge to all first and second graders. The federal government provided $134,000 to North Dakota to make the vaccine available to everyone 19 and younger and pregnant women. The Salk vaccine was given in a series of three injections. In early summer of 1955, the vaccine rolled out across the prairie. After 6 weeks, first and second graders had been vaccinated in every county but one, Steele County, where the county health officer chose to delay the shots until fall. Despite this initial rollout, North Dakota faced a vaccine shortage. On this date, in 1955, newspaper readers learned of a polio advisory committee of state and local health officials who met in Bismarck to discuss distribution of the short supply and pending federal legislation for allocating the vaccine. Vaccinations picked up in the fall thanks to federal funds, but the vaccine shortage persisted into 1956. 8 months after the shots began, only one-third of eligible people had received their first vaccination. To vaccinate more people, health officials discontinued the third round of shots, reasoning it was more important to ensure the first two rounds of shots, which provided 80 to 90% immunity. 1946 had seen a record number of 492 cases, but by 1955, the dreaded illness had faded to 63 cases, and in 1956, to only 39. The Salk polio vaccine is mentioned in a poem from 1961 that honors a longtime doctor of Regent, North Dakota. Time goes on. New scientific facts are proved upon and told. Among the new is the Salk vaccine. Polio's not the scare of old. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. 1946 had seen a record number of 492 cases, but by 1955, the dreaded illness had faded to 63 cases.